traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
By the way, my rate is definitely higher than yours.
I guarantee that. Who thinks that's true? More people don't like Mike after that? No. David's shaking his head no. Mike, people don't like you.
Hey, whoa.
What, you just remove his position because he moved out of the house? Show a little respect.
Yo, are you gonna do this podcast with me?
I'm still considering.
We'll talk into the mic at least if you're going to do it.
Well, I wasn't ready.
Lean forward so we can start. Are we rolling? Yeah. Okay, that's great. Oh, hey, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. If you're not subscribed, I just sound like a broken record. We're like 115 episodes in and I say it every time, like just subscribe. It's just an easy message to convey. Just hit the button. I know what you're thinking. Logan, why do you have a Band-Aid on your face? I got a rash on my face from boxing and it's atrocious. And I don't want to put it online. So I put this Band-Aid on my face and everyone's been calling me Nelly. I didn't know this was
You didn't even get the reference.
I didn't understand.
Like, what does it mean? What does it mean?
That's how I said it. Nelly, the rapper, used to put Band-Aids on his face, apparently. That was his brand. But his look cool. I look like a moron.
Yours is hanging off, and by the way, it's in your beard. Like, I told him to leave the Band-Aid off because it's I'm going to be honest with you guys. This rash is disgusting. It's so gross. And so what I asked him was, I was going to bring Cholula hot sauce on. I was going to ask him if I could put some sweet habanero on that bitch in the middle of the show.
And the dermatologist I went to him in Vegas because we went to our boy Tigger's birthday party.
Shout out, Tigger.
And the rash was getting so bad. And so I had an emergency pit stop at the dermatologist. And also, for those of you who have known me for a while, I have this dot, blood vessel on the tip of my nose, and he pointed it out. He said I can remove it, and so he like zapped me with this like laser, and now it's like twice as red. I'm a mess right now.
Your face has been a disaster since I met you. It's always something. It's either like the zits have been good lately for the most part. Mm. They've been better.
Yeah.
Ever since you stopped being controversial, I think that helped clear a lot of the acne up.
Yep.
But now this Band-Aid situation is a real disaster, dude.
I just don't know how long I'm going to be able to do this. And also, like, you know this, there's stuff going on in LA.
Oh my God.
Girls are hitting me up and I can't go out in public.
Can't do anything.
I literally can't do anything. I had this one girl, she sent me a nice, really nice voice memo. You know who you are. I know you watch this show. It's the number one podcast in the world. Who doesn't? And she's like, hey, like, I just want to like formally invite you to hang out with me and just like 50 seconds worth of just nice stuff. And I can't.
She formally invite you to hang out?
That's verbatim what she said. It was nice.
Is she English? Like American?
No, she speaks English. Spencer's not here, guys. We can see. So he's probably going to say as much as he normally does every other episode.
Did you say where he is?
So Spencer is actually a better human being than all of us. And he is currently in Bolivia.
Saving the rainforest.
He put his foot down. He said, fuck this. I'm going to go save the rainforest. And he's doing it by himself. And he's texted me an Spencer texted me an update today. Because as you guys know, the Amazon rainforest is burning to the ground. And the president there is not really doing anything to help. So here's an update from our friend Spencer. Just connected with Bolivia government. We are going on a plane to a remote airport to connect with indigenous tribes who have been displaced. We are here with the Global Empowerment Mission. After we assess the tribe's needs, we will fill a caravan with supplies and deliver. This is a great kid. Please stay tuned. There are a lot of people in dire need of our help. As many of you saw today, President Bolsonaro of Brazil turned down over $20 million of foreign help. These people need our help. It's not coming from the government. And then it is unfortunate today. He just denied that $20 million of aid. And I say, fuck it. Like, we got to go to Mars at this point. I mean, whew,
20%. Why do I feel like that's like his things, like journal entries where it's like day one, today we landed in Bolivia. And then, it's like day four, the indigenous tribes have stolen all of our water and we are now on our last bite of food. Day six, we have set up a God help us sign in sand with logs.
You've seen that movie Green Inferno?
No, I want to watch it though.
I saw the trailer. It's directed by my friend Eli Roth. Green Inferno. It's like cannibals on a remote.
Where they go and they're like, we're going to save the rainforest. Yeah, and then the plane crashes and all the indigenous that they're going to help. Like,
they just eat them.
Put them in fucking cages and they start like stabbing them and shit.
Cannibals.
Cannibalism.
Well, hopefully it doesn't happen to Spencer because we like him.
He also, yeah, we could hope it doesn't. But let's be honest. It's pretty obviously going to happen, dude.
He also texted me. He said, was just told it will take over a century for the Amazon to be what it was.
Well, you got about 130 years left, yeah? On the planet, you'll be able to see it recover.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going for 150, for those of you who don't know. We have a sick guest today. She's really great. We also do have a decent amount of stuff to talk about. Just hang tight, Janelle. We're coming in. We're coming in hot. But, okay. There's a funny story I want to tell about Tigre's birthday party, which we flew to in Vegas on a private jet.
Give a little more context on the day itself. That was a wild day.
Wild day. One of the craziest days I've had in a while. 8 a.m. We wake up, catch a private jet to Vegas. We get there. We hang out. We shoot some content. Tigre's birthday party. At about 7 p.m., we hop on another jet to San Diego to go to Andy Ruiz's birthday party, heavyweight champ of the world. Went to his party. We stayed there till about 1 a.m. And then Milton, my boxing coach, met us there in the Maverick Sprinter to take us back to Los Angeles. 2.5 hour drive. We got here home at like 4 a.m.
And he drove us back while sleeping. This was one of the first times I've ever seen anything like this. It was incredible.
I've never seen it done before. I didn't know it was possible, but it was very, like, being the passengers, it was very evident that Milton was not conscious. He would swerve lanes and it'd sort of feel like we're flying for a second.
They pulled the bed out, the little captain seat, they turned it into a bed. And so him and Jake were snuggled up under like a blanket. Shout out Jake. Sorry that you had to cuddle with that rash. But they were like cuddling and sleeping and then Blue falls asleep. Andre, camera guy falls, everybody falls asleep. And I'm just sitting there and bumps kept feeling faster and faster. And I kept feeling like this, like swerving. And so and by the way, the partition's closed. So you're in this closed off death box. All of the curtains on the thing are closed. And you just know, I knew something was wrong. So I opened up my Waze. And at first it was like 68 miles an hour. I'm like, all right, I could deal with that even if he's sleeping. Then it was like 76. I'm like,
you should probably wake up at this point.
Yo, Logan. And then I looked again, it was like 88. And I was like, this is it.
I'm gonna die
in a Sprinter with a deceased bird on the seats. Like, this is the end of my days on this fucking planet.
Death was imminent. And the question is this. And this is you could apply this to a lot of things in your life. Is it our fault for knowing that Milton is he in the room? Milton's probably not the best capable driver for
at
the vehicle.
Time, at that time. And after driving like for 6 hours.
Like, he's just not. So is it our fault? Like, when it happens, by the way, I wouldn't be mad. I'd be like, oh, there it is. How could we expect anything different?
And by the way, is it our fault or more so is it just your fault? Like, just you in particular. Just because you're the leader, it's your sprinter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, GP's standing there like, don't do it, Mike. Don't fucking do it. Not my son.
Yeah, we had to be back. Yeah. We had to be back because we were checking out houses.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm checking out houses and trying to get a ranch, maybe go a little ranch life. Ohio boy.
Secondary property.
Yeah. So,
all right, go ahead.
Super long day. There's a lot of funny stories that happened at Tigre's birthday party.
I already know
what's new? One of which involved Mike hooking up with the girl. But this one's special. This one's special because the girl snapped back.
No, not snapped back. There was no snap.
She snapped.
She just snapped. Yeah, I didn't do anything.
So what happened? So it's the classic, like, you know, you're at a party and
we're at the party. We were talking. Things started getting hot. And I was like, yo, where's the closest bathroom that we can escape to?
Bathrooms
are the go-to. So I'm like, let's go. So we make our way into the bathroom. I end up sitting on the toilet. She finds a way to like straddle me, whatever. But because of her like non-balanced personality.
I think one leg was longer than the other.
Yes.
She lost her balance and she fell. And she hit her head on the wall.
And talk about a way to kill a mood. Usually, like, sometimes, like, you know, if the guy doesn't have his blue shoes, maybe he's got a little bit of an issue that day, he's too drunk, whatever, right? But this girl literally falls off me, smacks her head on the wall, and so I'm like, all right, well, this is done. So then we get up, we're standing in the mirror, we're, like, putting our clothes back on, and she says to me...
She said to Mike, she goes...
It doesn't really matter because you're fat anyways.
She goes, you know what? You're fat anyways. And Mike's like...
Why would you say that to me? Why would you say that? Like, by the way, whereas most people would probably get like a little angry, I was laughing because that was amazing. Like, I was just like, what?
But
I was just like,
say
why
that?
Would you say that to somebody?
And then she goes...
And she goes, well, I mean, come on. Like, let's be honest. You got a beer belly. And I was like... I go. What did I do wrong? It was hilarious. And I was just standing there and I was just like... You can't make this shit up. And then I just went back out and I told Logan about it. And he gets his phone out and starts typing. He's like, hilarious. That's an impulsive topic.
You got to either go on the elliptical for twice as long or double your speed. Because something, I mean,
listen,
bro.
I'm fine, dude. Okay. And
something to think. She got a point, bro. No girl's ever told me, you know what, you're fat anyways.
Because you're not. Because you don't endorse the dad bod.
I've had a dad bod before.
And by the way, she was feeling the dad bod enough to enter the bathroom. It's just the fact that she has shitty balance that made her call that out.
Yeah.
What other story are we going to roll with?
There's one more thing, and then I want to do our sponsor and then bring the guest on. I'm hesitant to even bring this up.
Oh, shit.
Because I'm not an advocate of biting the hand that feeds you, but I've been having a problem on YouTube.
Oh, boy.
My German videographer, David, brought it up to me. And this is
fantastic. I love this.
This one's weird. This one's weird. So guys, if you don't know about me, I upload videos on YouTube. And
that's a fact.
And so that's what I do mainly. And David was looking at my videos the other day and he sent me this screenshot. And if you go ahead and look at the titles, the first title says a love story about I licking JT's sexy balls.
Wait, that's not what you actually titled those?
So no, I just called it a love story. And on my back end, my American back end, it's called a love story. I didn't get hacked. The second one down, JT's dildo ruined my life.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And that was not called. I don't know who JT is.
Fuck!
Thanks for the sound effect.
All right, Dylan.
So what do you do? Right. This isn't making any sense. It doesn't appear that I got hacked. And then David sends me a screenshot from a Spanish YouTube server. Same shit. Love story about licking JT's sexy balls and JT's dildo ruined my life. I don't know a JT. I don't know a JT. So
Is it Justin Timberlake?
Oh, I actually wouldn't be mad.
John Travolta.
Oh. I wouldn't be mad if it was either of those. But the point is this, something's going on. Something's going on. I'm being ridiculed in European countries. Germany, Spain, and then I thought there was what? France as well? In French. And I speak je parle un peu français. So
you wanna hit that love story note really quick about how much shit I've gotten for fucking making that kid leave.
Who has seen this video? Raise your hand. Thanks, Andre. Thanks, David. Yeah, man. Are you getting hated on?
I'm just getting a lot of shit in the comments because the people are like, come on, man. You should have let that kid stay. And people are like, Mike was just mad because he saw someone moving in on his territory. Oh. They were like, he was going to take Logan as his new best friend. I was like, yeah, I was really worried that Gucci-faced Jacob was going to start advising Logan on business decisions. And he was going to start stealing my LA girls.
He goes, I will make $1 million in 2 days. Like, how are you going to do that, man?
Fit quickly, 15-year-old runaway international fugitive. When you put those 4 words into any sentence, my red flag starts shooting up. I made a decision. I fought him on this. He was like, I like the kid. I like the kid. I want him to live here. I'm like, bro, this kid can't fucking stay at this house. And I ratted his ass out. I called Jed. GP's in the back clapping. I called Jed.
My dad's clapping.
Like, I called all of them because, listen, you can't just have an underage international fugitive living at your house. I know it sounds like fun, low gang, because, by the way, you're the same age as them. So, of course, it sounds fucking fun. But it can't fucking happen. If you want us to be able to continue making content, he can't go to the penitentiary. Do you know how shitty that content would be? You have to use a fucking little Nokia phone.
Oof.
That you sneak in a butthole.
Oof.
Final, one more, and then a quick one on Vegas, too. The best thing that happened to me in Vegas, I told Dylan this story earlier. You were at the blackjack table losing money, of course, yeah, which we all did.
Yeah.
And some kid came up to me, and he's like, oh my God, Mike. He's like, I'm trying to do Irish, I suck. He's like, I'm a huge Night Shift fan. And I was like, thank you, bro. Like, I get this a lot now. Fans of the Night Shift, or they say Impulsive. And then I'm like, dude, thank you so much. Like, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all you fans. I love, you know, that you watch the show and come up, say hi, take pictures. And he's like, do you mind if your friend takes the picture? And I was like, I thought he was pointing at Andre. He's pointing at Logan.
I would have taken it.
And I'm like, is this a troll? Like, you being serious? And he's like, yeah, can that kid take the picture? I'm like.
But I wasn't near you. I was across the way.
No. This was when we were right next to you. You were on the table right next to us. And he literally saw you and was like, can he take
the picture? But how did he know we were friends?
I was standing with you. He knew. I'm like, are you trolling? You fucking obviously know who he is. He's like, no, just let him take the picture. I'm like, do you think I should have done it? Like, would you have taken the picture?
Man, who cares, bro? He wants to make a fun joke. Like, I'll take
that's
a picture.
That's what I said.
I mean, what's
that's
good?
What
what's
said.
Good? Like, yo. I got you. Like, get your laugh for the day. Mm. All right, guys. Look, it's a new season. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders. Le'Veon Bell is with the Jets. Odell Beckham is in Cleveland trying to go to the first game, by the way. The one thing that hasn't changed is where I'm putting my money down on all the games. My bookie is the place to bet on every football weekend. My bookie has better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book, period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000. And it only costs $100 to enter. All you got to do is pick 5 NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool. MyBookie has live in-game betting on every NFL game. They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Sorry, dude. I also forgot to mention I'm sick. Deathly sick.
Spread season.
Up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. Double your first deposit. Use the promo code Logan to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code Logan when creating your account to claim the bonus.
Who you got your money on this year?
I gotta go with Cleveland, bro. Hey, bro,
Spread come season. On,
dog. Wow.
That's my people right there.
They got a squad this year, huh?
Bet, win, get paid, my bookie. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. She is a YouTube phenomenon who's amassed 1.8 million subscribers in less than a month, and it's all because she lives in a van. Here to talk about van life, it's the YouTube van girl, Janelle Eliana.
Let's yes!
Go!
Did I say that right?
Yes, perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
Incredible. By the way,
way closer to the mic.
Yeah. No, it's no problem. here.
Thank you.
Right, there you go. So you're not going to wear the headphones?
No.
So it's no problem.
You don't have to.
Okay.
You'll be like the third guest ever to not wear the headphones.
Not that I don't want to. I don't know.
The physics don't make any sense.
Yeah.
She can make her own rules because technically she's the most viewed on the show right now. Like she's, this girl's really, on freaking fire.
You're blowing everyone out of the water on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you're very new to this.
Yeah.
Like you have, I looked at your channel right now. You have 4 videos. That's it.
That's it.
7.7 million views, 13 million views, 4.3 million and 4 million.
What's good?
Oh my God, yeah.
And it's all from living in a van.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Why do you live in a van? I have to ask.
Why not?
I mean, I can answer that. I can answer that. To me,
yeah,
it seems a little easier and more convenient to live in like a house or an apartment, especially if you're a social person. If you want to hang out with your friends, have roommates or whatever. It's like, are you a social person? Are you? You don't have any roommates. Oh, you do actually.
I do.
The snake.
Alfredo.
Alfredo the snake.
Why'd you name him Alfredo?
Because he looks like a little Alfredo noodle pasta. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, how old are you, Janelle?
I just turned 21.
Okay. You're 21 years old and you live in this van. How long have you been living in this van, this blue van?
For 2 years.
That's wild. I just don't understand. Like help me understand. I'm not going to accept a one word answer. I need to know how a 19-year-old decides to not go to college, probably decide to live a bit more of an isolated lifestyle than an average teen wants to do, and drive around the country and live in a van.
Like, how did all this happen?
Yeah, what inspired it? Like, why did you decide that you were going to just, like, what made you do this?
So I moved out of the house when I was like 17, 18. I had dreams of going to school, and I did for about a year, and realized, why am I doing this? I don't know what I want to do as like most kids my age. Mm-hmm. And I was paying an absurd amount of rent for someone who just moved out with like no money. Yeah. And living in a van just seemed like a cool option. And living in California, there's so many places to travel. So it just kind of like checked all the boxes.
So you grew up in California?
Yeah.
Do you ever miss like some of the amenities that not living in a bus would provide? Like, do you ever go to parties?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty like solo, but I do socialize on the occasion, but I like to just travel. I miss showers.
But what are you talking about? It says how I shower living in a van. That's the one with 13 million views.
Yeah, I mean, I miss having a shower at like being able to shower at my own convenience.
What do you do? What's the shower technique?
Go to the gym, go to yoga classes.
That's how you shower living in a van.
Yep.
So this is 100% clickbait.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, technically that's how she showers living in. She lives in a van. That's how she showers. She goes to yoga classes and gym.
How's the hygiene inside the van? Like, have you ever gotten a rash on your face and had to cover it with a Band-Aid?
No. Fortunately, no.
That makes one of us.
Yeah, it must be
nice. Or two of us.
But yeah, so you're basically going to the gym and jocking their showers.
Yeah.
And do they ever yell at you?
No.
You don't get kicked out of Planet Fitness?
Nope.
Do you grunt when you lift weights?
I don't lift. They'll
kick you out for that.
Right. Do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a rule.
The lunk alarm goes off.
I go to 24, so I've avoided that.
Oh, you go to the gym?
Yeah.
Oh, so you are, excuse my ignorance, but you are doing, you're, I don't want to say normal people stuff, but you go to the gym to work out. Are there any other places you go regularly? Do you journal at Starbucks? Are you getting party supplies?
Yeah. What's your day to day life look like? I think for people that haven't seen the videos that are listening to this, like what you wake up in the van, you got Alfredo, you're cuddled up with your snake, and then you wake up, you go, you get a gym class in, take a shower, then what?
Yeah, I just try when as I'm traveling, I look at like the funnest things to do in the city and just go down the list and enjoy it. I love going to the beach, going on hikes. Like my days are pretty chill.
What are your spots? What are your hike and beach spots? Your favorite ones?
I just recently went to Big Sur.
Oh my
so just
God.
Like everything about Big Sur is my favorite.
I'm assuming you stayed in the van.
Yeah.
So you didn't like rent one of the little like tree condos?
No, just parked off the side of the highway.
Really?
Yep.
We went to Big Sur once. Man, we
one of the most memorable trips we've ever taken.
Yeah, it was incredible. Did you happen to see my two buses walking in?
Yeah, I did.
And
very cool.
It's a cool bus, so
yeah.
So it makes sense.
It's a cool bus. What'd you think?
It's impressive.
It's pretty blue, huh?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get rid of it. Do you want to buy it? Does anyone want to buy the cool bus? Like, can you please buy the cool bus for me?
Why don't you want it?
Or by the way, maybe there's a partnership that could take place here. We'll kill the upfront cost. And then, you know, let's talk about perpetuity. Our manager's in the back, like, why don't you do me a favor, Mike? Shut the fuck up. Right? You're not getting perpetuity as shit.
I just kind of outgrew it is the word I'll use. Mm-hmm. It was sort of like the 2017 vlogging every day content vehicle. And not that it's not practical, it's just not fucking practical. Like it's just this giant bus that starts sometimes and it's hot, it's large, you can't really park it anywhere. So then we upgraded to the Sprinter.
Spinner's nice as well.
It is very nice.
That's such a good side by side of like 2017 Logan versus 2019 Logan.
There's a lot. That's like the no beard beard.
Yeah. There are so many fans that are watching this right now when you talk about that and they're like crying.
Look, the cool bus. I mean, we love the cool bus. I just think it's obvious that like I'm growing. I'm evolving as a person. I'm adapting and I'm unfortunately not going to stay the same forever.
Somewhat deteriorating.
I'm deteriorating.
Like your face.
My face. the Sprinter van is my new go-to. Mm-hmm. My boxing coach, Milton, drives it while sleeping from time to time. But van life on YouTube has popped off. Like,
wait, really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a whole sub-segment on YouTube? It is.
Definitely.
Van life. Why is that?
Why do I think it popped off?
Yeah. 4.5 times more popular than last year, van life videos. Why do you think that is?
I think more people are not wanting to buy a house and pay mortgage. And I think a lot of young people want to explore alternative living and not go to school and just kind of figure everything out and take a different path.
Mm. Yeah. I think that's always been like a there's always been like a subsector of like the American population that has this dream of walking away from all of the responsibilities, but maybe taking a break from them, maybe taking them on the road. You see it a lot in the ski and surf community. I'm sure you've met a lot of guys here in California that live in their van and surf every day. That's all they do, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's always been there, but now you're seeing this subset of people that are making content about it. And you found like this really cool niche that a lot of people didn't know existed and it just blew up. And now you're like, did you ever have intent of becoming like a YouTuber or where was the catalyst for that, for making the content?
I wanted to start a channel about a year ago and I was like hyping it up on my Instagram to like my 2000 followers and was like, I'm going to start a channel. And then I was just over it. And I decided not to like put so much pressure on it and like do it more as a hobby. And then I posted my first video and now it's my job.
But do you edit your videos as well?
Yeah, I do everything on my phone.
Whoa, wait, you even film on your phone?
Sorry.
I film and edit on my phone.
Do you remember Spencer saying that if you're like a kid who's complaining about having the resources to become a YouTube star?
You ain't got no excuse.
Like you do it all on your phone?
Yeah.
Absolutely. If I had a phone when I was young, it wouldn't have taken me 5 years to start YouTube. I had to wait to like save up $150 to buy a video camera. Maybe that I could afford. And you do it all on your phone. You edit on iMovie, I'm assuming.
It's this app called LumaFusion. Oh, it's like $30 in the App Store.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's pretty expensive. Yeah.
Not Adobe Premiere, Final Cut.
Not when you're cranking 13 mil views on videos. Nothing's expensive, dude.
Are you monetizing?
I got monetized about a month after I posted.
How many views were you in when you got monetized?
I think the video, my shower video was already at 12 million.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh no.
But I wasn't complaining because I was just, yeah.
Why are people watching your videos? Why are people watching your videos and not the chick Janet that has like big ass underarm hair that makes her van videos? Like, why are people watching your videos? Are you prettier than Janet? Do you have less underarm hair? Are you more spunky? Like, what's your deal? You don't have any underarm hair. Let's be honest.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out myself. And people have been making videos trying to figure out why people are watching my videos. So I think it's the combination of just being a young girl living in a van with a pet snake.
Yep, that's it. And I think you overvalue the snake. I think it's my on why you're getting views. My guess is there's a juxtaposition there between living in a van, which is considered a very rugged Ohio GP thing to do.
I call it like a nomadic, like vagabond lifestyle.
But for a very pretty, young, well put together girl to be doing it creates what I like to call this like strange juxtaposition of things. Like a really, really skinny person eating more food in a eating contest, like a, you know, those things that this shouldn't be happening. When those things happen, people watch.
Yeah.
So you found a cool niche where it's like, yo, I shouldn't be living in this van because I'm probably pretty enough to be a model or like smart enough to do this or whatever, but I'm going to do this because I want to.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it just, my videos in general kind of give people a different perspective, because a lot of people think van lifers are just like old white dudes and they're like mid 40s who are just bumming it out. And like, I like to get my nails done, but I also like to go hiking for like 5 days. And it's just that balance.
I asked you to bring your snake on the show.
Yeah.
And what did you tell me?
He's in shed right now.
He's in a shed?
He's going to shed soon. So I'm not supposed to like touch him as much as I want to.
Yeah. So when your snake is, I didn't know this. When your snake is shedding, you can't touch him?
Yeah. It like ruins it. And he's just like sensitive.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Did you see, how much do you stay up to date with pop culture and the happenings of this little bubble that we live in here?
I'm not up to date. I'm not even up to date on like my own channel. My dad sends me updates.
Do you even know the name? Do you even know the name of your channel?
Just van girl. I don't know.
Are you the van girl?
Yeah, if you type in van girl, I pop up.
The reason I asked is because last night a popular pop culture girl by the name of Tana Mongeau brought her snake to the red carpet of the VMAs in a kind of, I guess, like an effort to pay homage to the classic Britney Spears.
Was it her snake? And by the way, it was two, right?
She had one, and then someone else did the snake too. But paying homage to Britney Spears' classic VMA's appearance from the olden days, what are your thoughts on snakes as accessories? Because she's gotten a little bit of blowback and a lot of praise for this. And shout out Tana, cool ass chick. But what are your thoughts on this?
I feel like if the snake is being well taken care of, I don't see an issue with this.
Yep.
I think it's cool that she can hold a snake, and you know, a lot of girls are scared.
Yep.
So, very true.
Yeah. It makes them less stigmatized.
Is your snake like your bodyguard in a way? Cause if I'm being honest, I'm concerned for your safety. This van life seems a little unsafe. Like I would be hesitant.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm fucking 6'2". I'm a strapping young man. Like, but seriously, are you concerned for your safety?
No, I never have had any issues where I would feel that way.
You've also never been a YouTube star.
That's the thing. Yeah, I mean, this is all still very new to me, but I just keep living my life like how I was before YouTube, and hopefully nothing happens.
What about like some sort of barbed wire, electric current, or potentially a large pistol? A chainsaw. Like, what is your defense mechanism besides
anything? Yeah, besides the hope.
Mace.
I have like a tiny pink taser.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
We like tasers.
We stopped using them. We had a problem with a rat. It was in the past.
I mean,
what?
It's nothing. It's nothing worth discussing today.
Gotcha.
It's nothing. Do you watch any YouTube creators?
To be honest, no.
You don't even watch David Dobrik?
I've watched, like, I'll occasionally, like, go through, but I don't really engage.
You don't even watch the Dolan Points?
Not even the
Doobie Brothers?
You know, actually, very good point, because I want to hear this, because, by the way, it's always refreshing to have a YouTuber who's not watching, you know, like, YouTubers can be, I'm going to tread lightly here. YouTubers can be a little ungrounded, a little uncultured, and a little fucking lame. Okay, I'll be honest with you, okay? And that does not include my brawny friend here. What culture does inspire you? What music do you listen to? What movies do you watch when you're just van lifing? Because if you ain't watching YouTube, what actual type shit are you fucking consuming?
I feel like I'm not really consuming much. I try to live an active lifestyle. I'm always like surfing or hiking. I'm like pretty off grid. When I am watching stuff, it's like I'll just like binge The Office. I'm pretty basic. Yeah.
But how are you watching? How are you watching The Office with no Wi-Fi?
I do everything on my phone, so I have a really good data plan.
Oh, okay.
How long you spending on your phone every day?
Well, now with this whole YouTube thing, I'd say about half the day.
Do you ever fear? Do you ever fear that this little hobby pet project of yours, which is creating content, which has now become your job, could interfere with the more important goal of yours, which was to let loose and explore the great wide open?
No, I feel like this has like given me more opportunities to do what I want. And like, I always tell people like my 10-year goals are now 6 months and 1 year goals with YouTube. Wow. You got to travel the world.
What are those 6 month goals? Because I did notice you're not really on a posting schedule. You kind of just throwing up videos whenever.
I'm the slowest editor.
What?
I take like 5 days to edit.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm still learning.
You should meet my editor. His name's Hayden. Mm-hmm. He's British. He's always hanging out with his girlfriend, Ashley, though.
I got a date with Ashley. I'm going to get back to it.
Would you ever?
Okay. I just want to say she has a similar posting schedule as like a rice gum.
Ah.
You never really know. You never really know. You might get a video 1 week. You might not get a video for a year. Who knows?
I mean, yeah, I want to try to have a posting schedule. It was just before trying to balance work in YouTube. And then last week I finally decided that I should probably stick with this full time.
What's your bedtime?
I try to sleep early, like 10.
I just got hit with an ad on your video.
Who is that guy?
I can't do this. Can we just not cut to the TV, please? Like, I really gotta get YouTube Premium.
Yes,
all
right. Let's get YouTube Premium, please.
Oh, so you don't have a bed at 10?
Yeah.
I went to bed at 10 last night. I got made fun of. A girl made fun of me.
Who was it?
It was that girl.
You can say her name.
No, probably not.
No one cares.
Well, probably a lot of people care.
I didn't make fun of you. Actually, I came in and it was like 9:45 and you said you were going to bed. And I said, is everything all right? And you said, yeah, man, everything's good. I think so. And then you went to bed. It was like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it felt good. Do you ever feel uncomfortable vlogging in public by yourself?
No, I feel like before YouTube, I would talk to myself anyway. So now it's socially acceptable with the camera.
So like in the alley of like a Target, you're talking to yourself to decide what chips to buy.
Exactly.
Okay. Were you always super comfortable, Logan, with being in public? Because I've watched you. This kid literally is the most comfortable person I've ever seen. He'll run around in front of a crowd of people and like everyone will be like pointing at him. And it's almost like he doesn't even know that they're there. He's gotten so used to just going nuts, you know, in public. Do you feel like that? Like you just do whatever you want?
I don't think I'm that liberated yet, but I'm pretty comfortable. Yeah.
Mm. Well, it also helps because like I had, you know, in high school, I had Jake to cheer me on. I had Mac to shoot the video. So we're all like on a team, all doing this one thing. And now it's the behavior has been affirmed so many times that, you know, doing crazy shit in public and not caring what people think is
a part of you.
Yeah. Well, it's become such a natural thing because, you know, you get subscribers, followers, money, whatever it is.
Cause I feel like there's probably a bunch of people watching this episode right now that will be like kind of turned on to the fact that she did start with so little, just a phone and an idea. And I guess like the reason I'm asking the question is like, what tips do both of you guys have to get over that initial hump of looking at yourself in the camera? Because I know it was a little bit for me to get over too. Like when you first start seeing yourself on the computer, the phone that you're editing on, it's like a bit of a shock to you. Like you hearing your own voice, seeing your own face. Like is it like a repetition thing, consistency? You just keep doing it, you think?
Yeah, definitely consistency. And like you have to just sit down with yourself and say like, if you really want to do this, this is what your life is going to be. And you just might as well get over it now.
Yeah.
Did you have friends telling you like, hey, you live in a van?
Just telling me that I live in a van?
I had friends that were like, yo, you make dumb fucking videos. I had a friend, Brian Guzik.
Oh, fucking.
Shout out Brian Guzik. Is Mac here? Brian Guzik. He goes, this was right when I was like starting to take YouTube seriously. He goes, if you ever make $100 off YouTube, I'll pay you $1,000. And
what? Yes! Yo, whoa, whoa, whoa. What's good, Guzik?
Guzik, Brian Guzik. And I was like, all right, let's see what happens.
Did he pay?
Yeah, he paid.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. He paid.
Shout out Guzik for being a man of his word.
Yeah, I went back and he paid me. But yeah, no, it was at the time when like not only were people popping off on YouTube, this bandit, I can see it in my eye, like just flapping around. People weren't popping off on YouTube, but also just like some kid from Ohio making these dumb videos, but it paid off and it worked. And also, you just can't give a fuck. If you're like on that new stage and you really want to become a YouTuber, it's what you said. You just have to get over it and swallow your pride, your ego, whatever it is. And don't be afraid to look dumb. Except, lesson right here. Sometimes your I don't give a fuck attitude can shoot you in the foot. So make sure you, I mean, it's good. It's good to like, to definitely live in your body and do the stuff that you want to do. But definitely just be conscious of the actions you're taking and who you may be affecting. That's what I'll say.
How many fucks would you say you give on any given day?
Zero.
Total zero?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great number, by the way. That's a great number. I try to live in that place too. I got two big ones. I don't know what to ask first, but I guess we'll stay on this topic. Do you deal with, or how have you, because I'm sure you do, deal with haters at all?
Oh, for sure. It was something that from going to like this nobody who literally just travels solo in her van and doesn't really interact with people to this video blowing up and I like realizing that my audience is so big that there are going to be haters in there. Mm. And there's a lot of conspiracies about my growth. And
I did see that. Get it. Let's get into it. What are the people saying?
That I work for YouTube. And that I'm an actress.
Oh, it's an industry plant.
Industry plant.
Oh
yeah.
My God, I've heard about not with you, but I've heard about this. Let's ask her frankly. Were you started as a genetic seed that became a plant of the industry?
I was bred so that I could live in a van with a pet snake and start YouTube.
You heard it first.
I was born yesterday.
I was born yesterday.
Dog, I believe her. Like, I really do. Like, I'll ask you another question. It's sort of similar. Like, do you think pigeons are spies? Do pigeons work for the government?
Any thoughts?
Wow. That is spooky.
Okay.
I didn't think about that, but it's possible.
Let me ask you another question. Follow-up question, some would call it. Have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
A what?
A baby pigeon.
Which is a small baby pigeon?
No.
No, you haven't.
You want to know why?
Who has?
I know why.
Why?
As soon as the pigeons are born, they're brought up on a diet of French fries from the McDonald's parking lot, and French fries are genetically grown to age pigeons faster.
Yeah, foul.
Which they then become spies.
I swear to God, this started in truth. The government used to strap cameras to pigeons to fly them over communists in the Cold War. Yeah, swear to God. Yeah. And then, seriously, who the fuck has seen a baby pigeon? They don't exist. Pigeons are built by the government with cameras in their eyeballs. Back to the van.
Well,
I'm kind of spooked now.
Creator haters. What do they say? What could they possibly be saying?
Are those craters?
Craters, yeah. Oh, you're such a nice girl. So what's good?
Nothing. I think it just stems from not comprehending how the YouTube algorithm works.
Give me an example of something someone said to you that may have affected you.
I think what really gets me is when people say that I don't live in my van. I'm like, what? Why?
Why does that affect you?
Because I'm like, I worked really hard to like provide that lifestyle for myself. Yeah. And like just to go to the extremes to like make a channel and have that like to make a channel revolving around living in a van just for the sake of YouTube is insane.
So when you get called a phony, essentially.
Yeah.
I can relate. Think about all the real ass videos the past like 10 to 15 that we've made. And everyone's like, well, this is fake. You paid that Polish kid to come in and so you can make content. And
dude, at what point, like I've gotten to a point now because I deal with it too. And I'm
the hamstring injury too.
And I'm relatively new to the space and I have my own channel. And so I see a little bit of it there. At what point do you just really get to a point where like you just don't care? Like, because I'll tell you what, the majority of them, especially on YouTube, are like 14 and under. They don't even know what they're saying. They just type stuff and then they move on to the next creator and type something else. You know what I'm saying? You don't live in your van. Then they go to Logan. You didn't pull your hamstring. You're a lion. Boo foo 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 boo foo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because they're like 12. Like at what point, like, or for me, they're like, aren't you like, I'm 34. Like, aren't you like 40? Or they'll write literally on my post, they'll write, you're 34. And I'm like, thank you so much for reminding me. I lost my ID and I completely forgot how fucking old I was. Like, at what point do you just realize that these people are fucking morons and that they, the only reason they're doing it is because they have nothing going for themselves. So they have to comment on other people's
shit. Well, how can you say a 14-year-old has nothing going for himself?
All right, but how about the can we stick with the moron at least?
No, I wouldn't even give you that because, dude, trust me, I was there. I remember being 14 and the few creators like the Smoshes, the Jenna Marbles, haters were just becoming a thing. Yeah. And it was like, fuck the haters, ignore the haters.
Yeah, yeah,
and I was like, yeah, me too. The 14-year-old Logan was like, yeah, haters are the worst. And then one day I was watching this video and almost like something took over me, bro. I became like an apparition and my hands went to the keyboard. And I typed in the comment section, I was like, you suck,
oh my God,
loser. And I was about to send it. And I stopped. I was like, why did I just do that?
Do you think?
And it's because something deep inside them, deep that they don't even know what's happening, possesses them to say the first thought that comes to your mind. Because by the way, having the thought like, you suck, loser, it's a thought, it's in my head. Voicing it, knowing that it could hurt someone's feelings is where the disconnect is.
Do you think it's like, being a hater? And by the way, I think there's two different kinds. I think the you suck loser is one that's the most like feeble kind. And then there's the hater that hates because they don't understand. So like your fans that are like, you kicked Jacob out because you're 34 and you're stupid and you want Logan to be your best. Like they don't get it. They think they have it figured out. Like they always think they have shit figured out. In reality,
you don't got the answers, Sway.
Obviously, you guys don't know shit about anything. But like, but let me ask: do you think that haters, that like that first time that you didn't do it, do you think that was the equivalent of like the first hit of like a drug? And since you didn't do it, you didn't get addicted to hating. Because if you don't use the first time, you can never get addicted, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, do you think if you sent that note, you saw losers in slow-mo and you hit the fucking enter button and it went through and Jenna Marbles saw it. And she responded, by the way, and wrote, that's not very nice, jerkhead. And you got a response from your favorite creator.
I would have been stoked.
And you would have just been on everybody's shit. Fuck you, loser. I hate you. How do you stop the haters? Like, how do you think there's a way?
No. If you're popular, there's just the numbers. There's always going to be at least like 1%.
Mike made a comment before, and we've kind of been on this wave a little bit. I don't know if we necessarily believe in haters. We believe in strangers.
I made that tweet.
It's solid. Maybe their ignorance. I'll use the word, whether they don't know, and ignorance doesn't always mean a bad thing. Sometimes it literally just means ignorance. You're like uneducated viewpoint of whoever you're talking about or a topic may lead you to say something that might not necessarily be true. We talk about like when people meet us in real life, few people meet us and they're like, yo, for sure. Like still fuck those guys.
Few people. I would be hard pressed to find anyone who you and I have interacted with.
People don't like you sometimes.
Oh, you said that.
I'm going to be honest.
Well,
I got 100% hit rate. Not a single
that
person.
Is definitely not true. That is definitely
name
not
one person.
True.
Name one That's, person. Go.
I'm not going to.
Go.
No, I'm not going to.
Name, because by say
the
a
way,
name.
Because by the
say
way,
say a name.
Because by the way, your people are like your ex and shit like that. Like those are the only people, and it's not like they just barely know me.
That's why
it's,
I said few people.
Yeah.
I provided the buffer.
Yeah, but like I think what it does is it defeats some of the other part of the conversation we're just having, because let's say we're both at 99.9%. By the way, my rate is definitely higher than yours.
I
guarantee that.
Who thinks that's true?
I can
Who
guarantee
thinks
that.
More people don't like Mike after the...
No.
David shaking his head, no. Mike, people don't like you.
No, that's... No, he's not shaking his head. It's like if I go to a party at the FaZe house, right? And I'm just walking around. Like, I'm definitely...
You leave and then... 80 girls go, who's that loud guy?
So not true.
Who's that loud guy?
It's not true. But anyways, what the point I made was about not having haters, having strangers, is because when people get to know us, or I'll speak for myself, when people get to know me, they're like, holy shit, like that dude's awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like, so the people that hate are the people that just don't know our style. Like, they don't know who we are, like how nice we are, how like I'm down to every person I meet. I'm down to listen to your story, hear you out, become friends with you, you know? Sorry about him.
Listen.
See, can you see why people don't like him? Because when there's fucking...
Well, because you're this is you, bro. Man, I'm super nice. I care about everybody. I go to parties and girls love me. That's what you sound like.
All right. Well, you're the one that brought up the point about it. So, do you want to finish it?
I'll finish by saying this.
By the point I made, by the way, that you stole from me, like most of your content.
Shots fired.
Finish your point, loser. Bro, come on.
I'm just digesting the absurd things you say, bro.
I don't finish the point. Come on.
Bro, did you know you can't take a nap in this house unless it's coordinated to the exact time Mike takes a nap?
4:30 p.m.
Because otherwise, you're trying to take a nap and all you hear is, "Hey, it's me, Mike. Chef Katie, what's for dinner?" That's my mic voice, just screaming in the house for no reason.
Everybody knows.
It must be nice living in that van with no roommates named Mike.
Love it.
Anyways, do you do drugs?
No.
Do you drink?
Nice segue.
No. I actually, I had my first sip of alcohol on my birthday on Friday.
How'd you like it?
Wow. I didn't. No, I had a hard kombucha.
What is that, vodka that you add into it?
No, I don't know. It's just like soup, like fermented more.
Oh, it's like a wine kind of?
Yeah, I just have no interest.
How do you know that?
That I don't have interest in alcohol?
Yeah.
Because I haven't tried it.
Seems like a bit of a conundrum. Yeah. Seems like a bit full of a circle. Okay, I hear you. And by the way, I'm not advocating.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pick your brain a little bit. Because, you know, I can't help but feel like if I was living in a van at 22 now?
21.
21?
Yeah.
21.
21.
I can't help but feel like I would get the major FOMO of kids my age who are out having fun, drinking, partying, going to Coachella.
That's just not fun to you. Like, you see that shit and it's like lame to you.
I mean, maybe not necessarily Coachella, but all that stuff, like, I can still do, and I still will. It's like literally living in a van. I feel like it's no different than living in a house. Like, I'm out doing things all day and I just come back to sleep.
Maybe. I just might. The one thing that it's hard for me to wrap my head around is the isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider yourself out of touch?
Like, with just life, like reality?
No. The current state of social.
Are you... talking about social media, society?
Social.
Just social?
Social. Just society.
Seems like a weird word.
Society, social, society.
I'm not like a super social person, but I still socialize. I feel like my life is maybe a little bit different than most people my age, but not that much different.
How do you?
I literally cannot.
He just played a sound effect. You can't hear it because he's not wearing headphones.
I heard it.
Okay, great. Thanks, Dylan. How do you date? You go on dates in the bus? Are you dating?
On
the van, sorry.
Yeah. No, I try not to.
What? Yeah. You actively try not to date?
Yeah. The van's so small. There's no room.
Could you
and
ever,
I'm always moving.
Could you ever imagine another person living in the van with you?
No, I always said if I were to date someone, it would have to be another van lifer.
Oh my God. And you guys would just do like caravans places and shit?
So he has his own spot and I have my own spot. I'm very like particular about how my van is and like try to stay organized.
Have you seen the movie Free Solo?
I haven't. I heard it was really good though.
This the guy who climbed the mountain, his name is Alex Honnold. Mm-hmm. He also lives in a bus.
So yeah.
Are you looking for an Alex Honnold?
Yeah.
Really? So wow, that's crazy. So you're actively trying to not date. Again, though, don't you think you're not allowing yourself to live what some people would call is a very important part of life in that being love?
I'll go on dates for fun.
Just for fun.
Yeah, but nothing
that's
serious.
It's kind of cruel, don't you think? You're leading guys on?
A little bit. Just to drive off into the sunset.
Wow. In the van.
Quite literally. Wow.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, I mean, you said there's no room, but like if the dude has like a house or an apartment, there's like room there. It's so interesting.
I don't want to intrude. I have my own house.
I kind of like that style of thinking. Cause I'm similar in that, like, where I sleep at night has very little like impact on my life. You know what I'm saying? Like my life is the same. I do the same things throughout the course of the day, whether I wake up in a $7 million mansion or on a friend's couch.
I have noticed that about you.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like I'm very like free flow. You know what I'm saying? So like, cause I've been there. I've been on the friend's couch. I've slept in the trunk of cars. You know what I'm saying? At another time in my life when things weren't what they are now. And I know that just like any other material items in this world, true happiness is like material items, houses, like all that stuff, all the money, everything is so far removed from the real meaning of life and happiness. And this isn't debatable. Like, it's not like, oh, well, I get happiness.
I was going
to
debate it.
I knew you were going to. And that's why I prefaced by saying it's not like all the people that you see in life that are truly happy have found happiness within and through experience and other people. Like, there's nobody out there that's like, I just got the new Rolls. And shit is dope right now. My wife got new titties. So wait,
check you right now. You just said, you know, through experience and other people. And like, I'll agree with you. Yeah. So it's not clicking for me here is experience. Absolutely. And other people. Absolutely. But it seems like your isolation, even with like relationships, do you feel it's like taking away? Do you feel like it's stripping you of, I'll say youth, but a youthful, spry lifestyle?
No. I feel like, honestly, I feel like younger every day just because I'm able to go do like kid things and like, yeah.
Do you think it'll ever get old?
No. Really? I'm just starting.
Are you planning to be in this kind of lifestyle for a long time?
Yeah. I want to maybe rebuild this van and do a road trip for the national parks in the U.S. And then I want to go cross country, internationally.
What does growing up look like for you?
I don't know. I like 10 years. I still see myself living in a van and traveling.
Will you ever have kids?
No.
No, never?
No. Why? Maybe. Why? I saw a psychic yesterday and she said I was going to have a kid when I'm 29.
Woo! Whoa. Maybe you got another van lifer. By the way, if you have a kid, does he need his own van too?
Yeah.
So like you have it's like you
a van family channel.
It's like you free solo van, and then the kid's got like a little like one of those little Hot Wheel vans.
Oh yeah,
that he just cruises around behind you guys.
So cute.
That's dope. I mean, listen, I love it. You're better at it than I could ever be, but I also share in a strange way, a similar outlook on life as you do because I'm not ever in a rush to like. I just live very freely, like day to day, just experiencing life, meeting people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just not concerned with the things that society says I should be concerned with. Oh, you're this age now. So by this age, you should have this amount of money in the bank, this degree, this many kids. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Because by the way, how do you explain that to somebody that dies at 19? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how does that work? Like, how do you plan your life based around societal norms and shit? The only way I see any path to success right now is breaking that kind of shit and doing things your own way. And so you're doing that. And so like you, I'm envious of your ability to actually go full fucking throttle on it. You know what I'm saying? And say like, I'm not doing any of that shit. Like I'm going to do what I want. I want to explore. I want to hike. I want to surf.
Well said, Mark. I like that. I like that a lot. Is there a special moment that stood out to you in the past 2 years of your life involving this here blue van?
I think just the whole journey. I bought the van as a present to myself for my 19th birthday.
How'd you afford it, by the way?
I was working full time for like a sporting goods company doing data entry.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
What'd you pay for it?
The van itself was $2,500.
Oh, nice buy.
Yeah. What I put about $8,000 into it. $8,000. Yeah.
And that was all from entering data?
Yep.
So it seems like a good paying job.
It was a fun. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was very humbling. But I worked for a year and then saved up for it.
Is there one thing that you wish you could have with you in the van? And another question is, what is the most important item that you have in there?
I wish I had a shower, but maybe not in this van. Mm. And I think the most important item for me is my bed. I have a full size bed in there and I love it.
Is this a brand deal you're about to do right now?
No.
Okay.
By Casper Mattress.
Yeah.
By Purple Mattress.
I felt like.
Oh, actually, I take that back. It's my closet.
Under the bed.
Yeah.
I saw that. It's quite extensive. It's really impressive. It's huge.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did good.
I feel like you could get the shower thing figured out.
You have a shower, don't you?
I do not.
Like you've clearly looked at solves for this. I know you have because I can tell how important it is to you.
Yeah.
Is there a unit that you strap onto the back of the van that holds potable water that is heated by some sort of piping system to the spout? And the spout is on the side of the van and you pull it out when you want to take a shower and you shower with hot water behind your van using the engine to combust heat that then pushes hot water through the pipes to your side of the van shower.
There are like propane showers and stuff like that, yep. But I don't want to shower outside.
Oh, you want it to be inside?
Yeah. So I'm totally content with not having a shower in this van and I plan on building another one that's like sick.
Do you feel like... when you walk into Planet Fitness to go shower, like that's probably frowned upon, right? That's like probably the equivalent of like a homeless person, like trying to walk in and shower.
Do you have a membership?
Yeah, 24 hours.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Oh. So she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
And you got a manager over there. Hey, there he is. How did he find you? How can you trust any of these people?
I don't know. I met with a lot of like managers and agencies and this one just clicked. When I blew up, everyone was kind of preying on me.
Yeah, and, for sure.
Yeah. And I don't know anything about this realm. I barely watch YouTube and it's like going to these meetings make me realize like people have teams behind them. It's not just the creator, the influencer. So it's in addition to trying to find a manager that fit for me, it's learning how all this works.
And you signed with Studio 71, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
How did I can't remember how we got connected to you. I was talking to someone and then they were like, oh, we have this girl on our roster. Maybe it wasn't Studio 71.
I met with them.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to sign with an MCN right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come?
I just talking to like individual creators, it just doesn't seem like the right route. And
really?
Contracts are just not, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Just negotiate a good deal.
Huh?
Just negotiate a good deal. I've been in the game for a long time. I have nothing bad to say about a good MCN.
Yeah.
That gives you a good deal. Yeah. Yeah, they're awesome.
I think for now, I just want like just having a small team instead of everyone trying to push brand deals and all this other stuff. I'm just getting my foot in the door. I'm still learning how to film and edit videos. I don't really think I need a whole
squad.
Yeah.
Brand deals. Do you see yourself doing those?
Not soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Trying to stay authentic?
Yeah.
What about like starting a brand?
Maybe. Yeah. Don't know what yet though.
clothing maybe? Merch?
Yeah. Alfredo merch.
What if somebody said if you do a brand deal, they'll install a indoor van shower for you. Would you do it?
No, it depends on the deal.
Look, I really want to sell you my cool bus. Like I, like please buy it.
We can
it.
Talk about that.
Please,
yeah.
Please buy it.
You told me it doesn't even start.
Nah, it does.
We can fix that. We can fix that.
My dad's working on it. He's kind of the jack of all trades.
Nice.
His name's Greg. He's a good guy. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, all right. So we do audio only, which is basically this podcast, but it's audio only, which is good for me because of my Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
So Janelle, thank you for coming on Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
Anything else you want to say today?
No, thanks for having me.
Of course, awesome. Of course. Where can they find you on social media? Instagram, YouTube?
You can find me at Janelle Eliana on YouTube and Instagram.
Okay.
Fire.
Very easy. All right. Going to do audio
What's
only
your
right
socials?
Now. Spotify. You're late. Dylan, you're late. Spotify and iTunes right now. Audio only. Thank you guys for watching Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. We love you. We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Peace. I'm so glad we're here now. Dude, this band is just flapping in the
There's
wind.
There's a lot to deal with.
It's Lassie on my face.
A lot to deal
what
with.
What do your parents think of this? This is crazy.
Yeah. Well, my dad didn't know that I moved into a van because after I graduated, I didn't talk to anyone for about a year or two. And I just kind of drove back to my hometown and was like, this is my life now.
Wait, did you go fully off grid?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell anybody what you're doing, nothing?
No.
Not the folks?
I like left a note and said that I was moving out of state. I was just a very angsty, dramatic teen.
what drove the angst? Were you listening to emo?
No, I just really wanted to get my college degree and I felt like no one was helping me. So I was like, F it, I'll go do it myself. And I came back and was like, you know what? I don't really care for school right now. And I just want to live in a van and travel.
Do you talk to your parents every now and then?
Yeah, my dad's like my biggest fan. It's cute.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he okay. updates me on my YouTube channel more than I look at my YouTube channel. Oh, yeah, you did say that.
And they're not concerned at all? They don't send you the be careful texts?
Oh, yeah. We talk like almost on a daily basis. And okay. it's just be safe. And, you know, when I like see subscribers now and like they recognize me, he gets a little bit concerned. But, yeah.
I do kind of want to dive, like, where did the angst come from? Like, you have to be at a significant place in your life to be a 19-year-old.
Shit, that one's mine. Go ahead.
You have to be at a significant place in your life as a 19-year-old to ghost your parents and go live in a van. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't leave to go live in a van. I left to go pursue a degree.
But couldn't you just tell them that?
Yeah, I was just stubborn and prideful. And I was like, I didn't want to have influence from anyone. I didn't want anyone telling me what school to go to or like just I wanted to make my own decisions.
Are you still like that?
Yeah, I'm a pretty like headstrong person. Mm. So I feel like it worked out.
What happens if you meet a strapping young lad, a boy or a girl, whatever you're into, and you fall in love with this person?
You're really into love, huh?
It fascinates me because I'm incapable of that. I'm just kidding. I think. No, I'm not. But anyways, I'm just saying, like, love for everyone who's been in love is a powerful emotion. Probably like because of love and heartbreak, that has the power to just drop me to my knees, like actually shatter me. Yeah. And nothing else in my life can do that. Nothing. So I'm saying, what happens if you meet someone and you fall in love and you can't help, like you fall in love. And maybe because you're saying you're super headstrong and stubborn that it'll never happen. But I mean, maybe you got to make some room in that better years.
I just take life day by day. If that happens and like tomorrow I want to have like 5 kids and buy a house,
you'll do it.
I'll do it. But as of right now and like how I have been for the past years.
Not your brand.
Yeah.
It's not my brand.
Think about it. Yo, what happens? What happens if she gets a house? Do you think people like it, she's no longer the van girl.
The
she's just girl. The house girl.
Yeah. I think.
What would happen?
I feel like there's like a play for you no matter what enclosure you go into. Because at the end of the day, like people will always like say like, oh, like it's because of this that you made it, or it's because of that. Like people will be like, even to me in the future, that it's because of Logan Paul, it's because you're on Impulse, like all these things. You're hot right now because you have a dope personality. Oh. You're hot right now because you're people fuck with your vibe. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that kind of like, oh, she only made it because she lives in a van, or she only made it because she has a pet snake. Like all that stuff is just foo-foo. There's other people out with vans. There's other people with platforms. There's other people with celebs behind them. All that shit, when you take it away, you have a personality that's driving 13 million views instead of 13,000 views. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not the van.
Thank you.
And so like, I don't think it's going to really matter much. Like if you're, I mean, I think it would be cool to maintain that brand. Maybe the next thing you do is a submarine. Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe the next thing you do is like a floating hovercraft.
Yeah.
Like you just maybe look for new enclosures. It could even just be like a big walk-in closet. On wheels.
A big walk-in closet on wheels.
Or the cool bus. Like maybe you turn it into a walk-in closet.
I got to check out the cool bus.
It's cool. It's really cool.
Okay. It is cool.
How do you eat? Do you cook?
No.
You eat out?
All the time.
You have a private chef?
No.
That's expensive though.
It is, but I don't pay rent. So it
evens out.
Yeah.
Where do you eat usually? Erewhon?
Is that an LA thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been, but I heard that's a spot.
That's where you're going to meet the boy, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, there's so many good looking people.
The love of my life in Erewhon.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
What about Veggie Grill?
I've been to Veggie Grill a couple times. Yeah, I'm vegetarian, but I like when I travel, like eating out's probably my favorite thing. Mm. Showers and eating is like what I revolve my schedule around.
Yeah.
It seems like you kind of have to. Like those are two pretty important things. Are you showering every day or sometimes you'll just like pull a week with no shower?
Oh, no, no. Every day, if not every other day.
You smell great, by the way.
Yeah, that was one of the things I noticed.
I was like, whoa.
I noticed that too.
You did?
Yeah, when I hugged her.
I'm surprised we took this long to say it.
We should have mentioned
your hygiene's
it in the video.
On point. Like,
thank you. Yeah, yeah, I try.
I wish I could say the same, dude. Just boxing's it's a dirty sport. My gloves get dirty, and I'm sweating all the time, and I'm constantly just like touching my face with my gloves. Next thing you know, I got a big old rash.
I don't think either of us are really shining examples of hygiene or
besides that boxing, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I'm a clean ass dude. Like, yeah. I'm clean as fuck.
Showers every day?
Every two times a day.
Twice a day.
Yeah. But that's a luxury you have, because sometimes I wake up in the morning, I'll shower just to wake up. I'll just shower because I want to take a shower, you know, and then I'll work out later in the day and be sweaty and shower.
How do you feel about camping?
I love camping.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like an outdoorsy girl?
Definitely.
Shoot a bow?
I don't think I'd be good, but I'd be down to try.
Mm. Mm. I love camping. Like a good old Colorado pine. Set up the RV, light a fire, one match, roast a malo.
What about sticks to get the fire going?
You gotta collect them.
No. Like,
have you tried that to light a fire with just rubbing
what's
sticks
it called
together?
Again?
The friction of
no,
sticks?
No, I'm a cheater.
Frictioning? Is that what it's called?
I think you can do it with rocks too.
Oh no, I think it's called fracking.
No, man, that's where you dig horizontally for oil.
And I gotta say, I don't think you were right on the horizontal part of that. Imagine you just dig a thing in the ground and dig horizontally for oil.
The fracking. Oh, man.
We've gone off topic.
We've gone off topic. No, it's fine.
Great documentary, Gasland. If you're listening to this right now, first of all, God bless. Second of all, because we're in the audio only is why I say it. And I like our audio only people, by the way. Shout out audio only people.
There's a lot of them, bro. There's about 100,000 per.
Gasland is a documentary about an area in West Pennsylvania where the fracking, I know I'm going to see comments about this too, which is what I love. And then people are going to tweet at me about it. Where the fracking has gotten so bad, because when they frack for oil, they use these fracking compounds that are just horrifying chemicals. Just absolutely terrible. And what happens is it seeps through the ground into the groundwater. And then so it gets into the drinking water. And then they also remove it and they put it in fracking liquid ponds and it evaporates into the air. Mm. And so what's happened is the area has become so toxic that if you turn on your faucet, you can light your water on fire.
Wow.
As it comes out of the fucking
Where is
faucet.
It?
West Pennsylvania, probably some places in Ohio.
Oh my God.
That area.
It's still relevant.
Yep. And this documentary was made a few years ago, but basically they sit just south of a protected area called the Hudson River Preserve
isn't
of
Hudson,
New York.
Isn't the Hudson one the one that caught on fire in Cleveland? Cleveland River. Oh no, the Hudson's where they landed the plane.
Yes, in New York.
Yes,
but okay. That whole Hudson River Valley is all protected. That's why New York City has some of the cleanest drinking water on earth. But when you get just south of it, they're able to basically do what they want. And so, if you ever feel so inclined to watch a documentary, watch Gasland. I found it quite entertaining and educational.
Is it on Netflix?
It's a HBO doc, which you probably could find on Netflix. Yes. You could light your water on fire. Can you imagine that shit, dude? You just turn the water on.
I don't want to. I drink tap water, so I gotta be
so do I.
Careful. All right, that's it. That's all we got. Janelle, thank you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Again. We love you. We hope to see you soon. Good luck in the van.
Can we ever check the van out?
Yeah, of course.
Can I actually look at it right now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's here?
Yeah.
It's outside, bro.
Oh, so by the way, should we bring the camera?
I thought about it, but then, she just has so many videos online.
Yeah, fuck
of
that.
The,
yeah, let them watch it.
All right. That's it. Thanks for listening to Audio Only of Impulsive. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.